And thank you so much for joining us here on WDKOK Sunrise. Super glad to see you on the radio. Very glad to see you on the radio. We're going to do an interview in two parts here. The first part, we're going to talk to one individual who's very informed about the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way Early Learning Investment Commission. That's Art Thomas, and we'll introduce him in greater detail in one split second. But then Wednesday, we'll do a brief interview with Joanne Troutman. We're going to interview these two individuals on separate occasions. First, Art today, and then Joanne on Wednesday. But the same topic, it's the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way's interest and initiatives and efforts and the imperative that they talk about that has to do with the early learning importance in this part of the world. And really, I guess it's probably a global issue, but we certainly have some folks around here who are addressing that, not the least of whom is Art Thomas, president of MECTECH, member of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way Early Learning Investment Commission. Welcome aboard, sir.
Good morning.
I really do appreciate you coming on board today. Let's talk about this a little bit. When we talk about the mission of the Early Learning Investment Commission, what are we talking about? Why is this so important, and why is it being talked about by the United Way?
Well, first, let me just define that I'm the chairman of the Early Learning Investment Committee of the Susquehanna River Valley, and that's a subcommittee of the statewide Early Learning Investment Commission. I know a few weeks ago you had Norm Rich in here. He's a member of the statewide commission, which was appointed by Governor Rendell about 10 years ago now. Shortly after the appointment of the statewide commission, local members of that commission thought it would be a good idea to establish a local chapter. And that's what we've been doing for about 8 or 9 years now. I got involved in 2010 when our local committee had a summit at the Front Street Station. And it was a real eye-opener for me. The mission of our committee is to spread awareness of the importance of quality early learning for all of our youth. You know, I'm sitting here with you today. We both are college-educated. We both would probably reflect on the fact that we had a great childhood and a quality upbringing. But so many of our youth do not have the luxury of following that path. And we need to make sure that we have an environment available that provides quality early learning for all our youth so that we can continue to compete globally.
Well, and certainly good outcomes do not require college. That's just a coincidence that we took that path. But certainly there are many individuals. College is not required, I guess I'll say.
That's correct.
Okay, good. I just wanted to elaborate on that because we certainly know a lot of good individuals around here who used to trade schools, traveled the world and came back with a lot of skills or gained a lot of skills here, and they're doing well today. Well, why is this? You jump to the conclusion that I think is so critical that we just can't emphasize enough, that if you talk about early learning today, you have to include that word investment, and your payoff comes with, I think, contentedness and quality of life immediately, but it really pays off exponentially 15 years later, 20 years later.
Yes, we're so inclined to try and satisfy people immediately today, try and show immediate results if we're political in nature. And the type of investment we're talking about here is a long-term thing. It's something that you're investing in with faith that will take place after you're no longer deeply involved with things. The brain development of a child between birth and age 5 is dramatic. 85 to 90% of the brain develops between birth and age 5. And today there is virtually no public spending spent on youth birth through age 5 as compared to the public spending on kindergarten through 12 in our public education system. And if you were to look at a curve of brain development versus age, you would see a very sharp sloped curve from birth through age 5, and then it starts flattening off, and by the teens into the 20s and adult life, it's a very flat line. Of course, we never lose the ability to learn. We're constantly, some of us, reading all our lives and learning all the time. but the ability to learn vast amounts of how to live, how to love, how to learn takes place in those early years. And society has changed so much in the last 50 years from stay-at-home moms, husband and wife typically at home together raising their children. Today we have both parents working when they can. Many, many split homes, single parent households trying to raise multiple children. And quite often that single family or single parent has a low income job themselves, and it's difficult to even afford the child care that's available today. And there is quite a few child care centers out there that are just fine. You know, I'm sure a lot of the people listening today had their children and grandchildren attend like someone like the Sunbury YMCA. And there's nothing wrong with the Sunbury YMCA. However, the state has a rating system, and from a state quality standpoint, I think the Y sits at a 2 out of a 4-star rating, 1 to 4 stars. Any center that's certified with the state, whether it be a home-based center with 1 to 6 kids or somewhere like the Sunbury YMCA, has at least a 1-star rating now. If you exist, you have a 1-star rating, but you need to be 3 or 4 to be considered high quality. And our Northumberland, Montour, Snyder Union County region does not have very many high quality centers. I would say about 10% of our centers are considered high quality. And high quality makes a difference in preparing our youth for school, getting them ready to learn when they go to school, given the fact that we may be missing a little bit of that preparation at home today because of some of our circumstances.
I'm going to put this out as a for instance. Why not have a law requiring early childhood education? And you wear whatever hat you want, whether it's Art the Private Citizen, or if you know that the Susquehanna Valley Early Learning Investment Commission has a position on this, you can give that answer. But in my brain, I think, okay, well, why not require some sort of advanced early learning education?
That's a great question. And requiring is also a very strong word. We today require in Pennsylvania everyone to begin school by the age of 8. Believe it or not, that age in Pennsylvania is still 8. Many states have it at 5 or 6. We're one of only a handful of states that still only require someone to start school by age 8. Obviously, most of our children start at 5 or 6. And go to kindergarten. It's the trend of our society. But you still can find some people out there who won't send their kids to school until they're age 8. So as far as requirement right now, it's age 8. What I think we're advocating for is increased spending in quality early learning for birth through age 5 that would approach the level of spending that's in place for K through 12, so that we have the opportunity available for all kids to attend some quality early learning.
Okay, so build it, and hopefully they will come. That would be the way to go without necessarily requiring them. Yeah, as I say it out loud, I guess it does sound kind of onerous. Has anybody ever talked about this in other states? I mean, maybe a Midwestern state where, you know, they also think this economic development and job creation needs to start earlier. Did anybody ever consider requiring early childhood education?
Early childhood pre-K for ages 3 and 4 have been in place for numerous years in the state of Oklahoma. And I don't know if my facts are straight, but I've heard that in recent years, like in the last 1 or 2, the state of North Carolina has put pre-K in place as part of the public school system. Maybe someone listening can help me with that, but we're being told that North Carolina's got a system going. And the analogy that I'd like to present is there's been a lot of talk in the last few years in the political arenas about making college free. And if there's anything that burns me right now, it's that statement, that drive. Because as I mentioned earlier with brain development and financing and public spending, you know, by the time the students get to college, if they had a quality early learning environment and came up through the high school, learned, they'd be figuring out ways on their own through scholarship and grants how to fund their way through college just fine. And that would be a quick fix to be able to take everybody who has poorly planned for college, either themselves or for their kids, and say, oh, what a wonderful thing, my kids can go to college now. Whereas if we can put that investment that someone's willing to put into free college into quality early learning, and be able to step back and wait 15 to 20 years to see the impact of doing that, I think we'd all be a lot happier.
All right. Well, we'll debate your example on the Mark Show in an hour from now. But point taken, if we had that same kind of emphasis and just super imperative for 0 to 5, a lot of that other stuff would fall into place, particularly after generational, after you get a couple of generations going where you're doing this. All right, well, let's do just the opposite. Skip people. Let's suppose we're not worried about people. Let's suppose you're just a chamber of commerce kind of guy. You're only interested in economic development in your region. Change gears here a little bit, please.
Well, as a member of the chamber and of the committee for workforce development that the chamber put together ad hoc 2 years ago as part of our strategic plan, all of our large members have identified the lack of workforce readiness as their number one priority for something they're looking to the chamber to try and help with. Evidently, we've got a lot of young adults showing up for work, not ready to work, whether it be the social aspect of showing up on time every day, or just the fact of being ready to measure twice and cut once if you're going to be a carpenter. So early learning itself is a form of workforce development, preparing kids not just for the 3 R's, but also preparing them in their social environment, how to deal with others, how to work in teams, how to problem solve. These are all things that come about as part of quality early learning. It's not just reading, although reading is the single most important thing you can do to a young person. You know, we have our laptop program, which maybe we can talk about a little bit later. But if anybody's going to take something away from this, the number one thing you can do for your child or grandchild is read to them on a regular basis.
All right, so we were talking about the fact that if you go up and down the 11 and 15 strip, you see a lot of places that are hiring. Is there a connection with the lack of available workers around here and this conversation? Are we really are those two phenomena just kind of not super tightly tied together?
Well, if you've got a workforce shortage today, instituting an early learning quality initiative today is not going to solve today's problem. It's going to take years. But I think that with the baby boomer generation retiring and all that people in early learning are exposed to from a data standpoint, it's only going to get worse, the need to fill slots that are being vacated by boomers that are retiring. At one point in time, maybe 20 years ago, we thought computers and computerization were going to overtake the labor force.
You may not know it, but your company's old.
We're going to overtake the labor force in America. But I haven't heard much about that lately. All we're hearing now is that we've got a true shortage in skilled labor. You know, going to a university is not for everyone, and it's not needed for everyone. We have so many kids being brainwashed that they need to go to university, whether they're appropriate for that or not. They go to university, and after 6 years, they still may not have graduated. And then they have a difficult time finding a job in whatever major they chose, and they're sitting on a pile of debt that they owe back to the federal government for student loans. But although even that university is not required for everyone, some form of post-secondary training is going to be pretty much required for anyone who wants to have a family-sustaining wage in the future. But that can be anything from skilled labor to professional. And it's important that as you're going through school, you're exposed to the careers that are available through job shadowing or people coming into the schools and telling you about the different careers, so that kids can have an idea of things they like. And once they know areas of their like, they can focus on classes associated with that through high school. And hopefully, if they've got quality early learning, exposure to careers throughout their school career, they'll be better prepared, and the employers will be happier with the people they're seeing come to work.
All right, very briefly, and then we'll be done. This is a good grilling, buddy. You're doing great. The laptop program.
Yeah, a subcommittee of our early learning committee is a group of people that are really focused on educating our early childhood community, and we've got a program called Every Baby Needs a Laptop. And for those of you that are getting ready to turn this off, please don't. We're not talking about a computer for our kids. We're talking about your lap. It's another way of saying read to your kids, read to your grandchildren. The most important thing you can do is have age-appropriate books and be reading to your kids. They learn like no other way when they're being read to.
All right. Art Thomas, president of MechTech, a local engineering firm, very involved in Monroe Township's work related to the CSVT. But for our purposes today, a member of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way Early Learning Investment Commission of the Susquehanna Valley.
Susquehanna River Valley.
River. Okay, sorry. we got to get that right. Okay, but critically important in our area, and really working hard to come up with deliverables and results that relate to future workforce development, if that's your interest, but really raising up individuals. High quality of life really is their goal. Thank you so much, Art.
Mm-hmm.